This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. I guess that many media outlets and many social media activists are talking these days about the incident of Aaron Bushnell, the U.S. Air Force member who set himself on fire yesterday, Sunday, the 25th of February 2024. Now, there are many lessons to be taken out of this incident. The first major lesson is the fact that look at the injustice of the global system. Look at the injustice that is taking place globally. The whole world, they want to stop the genocide that is taking place in Gaza, and the whole world is unable to do that because of the U.S. administration is refusing to do that. And now, as a result of this, many people, they feel this injustice and they feel depressed and they see that they are unable to do anything towards these genocides, these atrocities. When they see those children butchered in front of their eyes and they are unable to do anything. They also see that the whole population of Gaza is going in, they are suffering the famine and the hunger because of the blockade and the siege that is not applied on them only by the occupation forces, but actually by the whole world, because the whole world is watching them dying in front of them. The children are dying because of the weather, because of famine, because of hunger, and the whole world is unable to do anything. So this is the outcome of this global injustice that is taking place. And this teaches us, especially the young people, Muslims and non-Muslims, the activists, that we really need to come together to ask for, to demand for an alternative. An alternative that will be closer to justice, to see that the world is responding to the needs of people, of young people, of human beings. It is impossible that the whole world, you know, we have seen the marches and the demonstrations that are carried out by millions of people, and it is definitely the whole world wants to see an end to this genocide that is taking place in Gaza. But because of just the U.S. administration, maybe because of a few people there, the whole world is helpless, is powerless, cannot stop these atrocities, cannot stop this injustice. As I said, this should empower us to think of alternatives, to think of solutions for this injustice, because injustice will lead to another injustice. Atrocities will lead to other atrocities. Pain will lead to more pain. And it is really very painful to see an honorable person like Aaron Bushnell setting himself on fire because he felt that he is helpless. This is really very sad, very sad. So let us think of ideas, how to offer alternatives. Let us think of ideas, how to demand for better global systems that represent human beings, that represent what people want, what people really want. This is the first lesson. The second lesson is for Muslims in particular. Muslims, we have to be more active in offering Islam for the entire humanity. Had we offered Islam for Aaron Bushnell, then he wouldn't set himself on fire because he felt himself helpless. He would utilize his potential and his zeal and his feelings in a better, effective way. Anyway, Allah will deal with him according to his justice, but we as Muslims should blame ourselves, and we should take this opportunity to offer Islam for those activists in particular, to save them and to help them and to and for the entire world to see that Islam is really a solution.